What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Last night, Don, I was impressed with soybeans. They opened a little lower and moved on up 6 cents. Nice move in soybeans, looking at $9 futures. Decent basis up in the Dakotas. Folks look like there's a big crop. They hung out at the Babe Ruth State Championship, talked to a lot of farmers down there in Kindred, North Dakota. Great soybean crop on the way.
Those outside markets, gold in particular, seems to be pretty hot.
Gold hit $2,005 an ounce last night, and silver, $25 an ounce. So metals are on fire. That's because the weak dollar and a lot of money being printed. Some folks eventually think that commodity boom will move on over to the grains, but we haven't seen it yet, Don.
So what's not hot in this trade?
Don, I've had an incredibly hard time getting people to forward sell hard red spring wheat, get some hedges on in spring wheat. We've been at low prices pretty much the whole growing season. We've had a couple 20, 30-cent rallies, but not enough to interest people into forward selling or forward protecting. So low prices in hard red spring wheat coming into another big harvest here in the next few weeks. I'm very worried for spring wheat people. If they don't have a place to sell it, they're going to sell it at an incredibly low price here at the local elevators.
Corn, it's kind of sluggish as well.
Yeah, corn, it rained again, Don. I'm back in Indiana. I drove home Saturday. I did not see one bad cornfield through North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. It rained. It rained again. This is going to be a whopper of a corn crop.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota.